You are listening to the Mother of All Podcasts.
Each week, we will break down a popular topic revolving around parenting and relate it back to our own lives. We're not parenting experts, but we're living out parenting each day and sharing our experiences along the way.
Hey everyone, so if you haven't already heard, Taylor and I are affiliates for the Go Guarded company. The way I learned about them is because I am a runner and I love anything that can make me feel comfortable on my run. So Jody Fisher is fabulous. We had an episode with her previously. She talks about the company and all the wonderful products that she has for anybody who's a runner, likes to be active, out, hiking, walking across campuses, walking to your car, any way to keep females and males safe in any instance. So go ahead and go to our show notes, click the link, use the code M-O-T-H-E-R in all caps. So that's mother in all caps for 10% off. And you will love this. I promise. I promise. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Mother of All Podcast. This is one of your hosts, Sam.
And I'm Taylor.
And today we are so excited to have on Ashley Rogers with Magnet Blocks. So thank you, Ashley, for joining us.
Yes. Thank you for having me. This is exciting.
We're very excited to have you on because when we started following you guys on Instagram, I was like, what are these things?
Yeah. It almost looks like a nugget, but it's not a nugget. It looks like it's blocks. It's squishy blocks. So we're excited to hear all about what magnet blocks are and to learn a little bit about you too. So if you could start by giving us a rundown of who you are and how magnet blocks came to be.
Okay, awesome. So I am the director of e-commerce for Magnet Blocks and Freshly Picked. Magnet Blocks was acquired by Freshly Picked in April of 2022. I am a mother of two kids. I have an 11-year-old boy and an 8-year-old girl, which they are probably Magnet Blocks' biggest fans. They love them very much. So Magnet Blocks was founded or was invented in 2020 by a group of dads, actually, that were home with their kids during COVID. And they were sick of seeing them just sit on the screens and argue and fight and go crazy. So they were trying to find a toy that they thought could be good for them, that would get them out of screens, and that was plastic free. That was something really important to them. And when they searched the market, they just really couldn't find what they were looking for. So they decided to invent it. So that is how Magnet Blocks was born, was they were just trying to have something for their kids. And then it ended up being something that could be for a lot of kids, which is really exciting. And then in 2022, Freshly Picked discovered Magnet Blocks and thought that with our product line and focus on babies and kids and parents, that it was just very cohesive. And so we acquired Magnet Blocks in April of 2022.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to know how, if you're familiar with how, like, the process for these dads on how to get it made, did they go through like extensive testing, or did they, like, how difficult was it for them to, like, specifically hone down and create the now magnet blocks?
Right. I mean, I don't know as far as like the nitty gritty details essentially of how it was invented, but I do know it took quite a bit of time and building it and taking apart and building it and taking apart before they were able to get it to a manufacturer and get it produced in bulk. Okay. So it was definitely a huge undertaking. The magnetic portion of it is really the part that is so different than anything else on the market. There's a lot of foam blocks that you can buy, or cardboard blocks, or all these different things. Or there's like plastic magnets. My kids had those that, you know, the little sheets of plastic.
Yeah.
Build the little castles and stuff. But where this is a very high quality foam, and then it's like a thick canvas, like a upholstery material. With the magnets, there's four magnets on every side. That's really what sets it apart from other things on the market. It's just the quality of it. And the great thing about it is it's pretty dense in the sense that it's pretty sturdy, but it's also pretty squishy at the same time. So you can step on one and it doesn't hurt.
Okay. I was going to say, so like if my kid made a pile and decided
to and jumped in
jump
it,
on them.
Yeah. It'll feel like, it's almost like a couch cushion. Like okay. That's the sort of foam it is the like couch cushion. Oh, so nice. Yeah, we have kids that build big towers and then they like tear the towers down mm-hmm. and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Oh,
that's so really cool. Neat. So, I like that you can build a tower, like an actual tower out of it. And it doesn't have to be the same every time. That's really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can build so many different things. So my kids had them, I brought them home for research and development with my kids. Cause they're a tough crowd. So I brought them home over Christmas, like the whole Christmas break. And they were obsessed and they built so many different things. It was like animals and forts. They built a dog house for our dog. They built a couch. They built like a bridge. They built like my son built like a track for his little dirt bike toys. Like they built everything that you could possibly build. Then Christmas came, all this money, all these presents. And then the day after Christmas, all they did was play with Magna Blocks. And they didn't even play with any of the stuff we got them for Christmas. Oh. So Magnet Blocks were a huge hit. And that seems to be kind of just the going thing with people that have them in their house. That's what our reviews say. Our customers, it's just, I mean, we've had grandparents say, I'm now the favorite grandma because I have Magnet Blocks at my house. And it's great to see their grandkids not just playing on their phones and actually playing something with their brothers and sisters or even just alone. So it's a pretty broad age range that can play with them too. So like a one-year-old could easily play with them. The complex part for someone who's like a child who's really small is that the opposite colors are what attract. So like in the blue and gray set, the blue attaches to the gray, you know, you can't stick a gray to a gray, which sometimes like little toddlers and stuff have a hard time understanding, but they pick it up pretty quickly once they play with them for a little bit. And then the nice thing is the older kids really have a lot of fun with it too.
Cool. So for the magnets, so some magnets are super strong and it's hard to kind of break them apart. For a kid that's 1 year old, would it be feasible for them to say, take two blocks apart very easily?
Yeah, they're kind of bigger. Like they can't hold them in the palm of their hand, but they can bend them and like kind of detach them that way when they're really small.
Okay. But the magnet's not that strong that it would be too hard. Cool.
No, it's strong enough that you can hold about six blocks sideways without them falling. But yeah, they pull apart pretty easy too.
Cool.
Okay. That is so cool. I'm looking on your website right now and you guys even have like a guide for people to use, like for, I guess maybe inspiration or maybe a challenge or something like that. Like, my daughter would be all over this.
Yeah. My kids definitely treated that book as a challenge. It was like, okay, let's make everything on there. And then that's like sparks their imagination. And then they build off of that, which is really cool.
Yes.
That tank.
Yes.
That's so cool.
And like bridges, you got a rhino on there. I think it's so cool.
Oh my gosh. My kids, this would be a major hit. Regarding the upholstery. So I feel like a lot of the moms are going to think about this because you spill on the couch. It's really hard to get stuff off the couch. What if your kid spills on the magnet blocks? Is it easy to clean? Are they like washer safe or like how would we go about cleaning them?
Yeah. So because the magnets, you can't wash them or they're going to just into your washing machine or your dryer, but
that makes sense.
So you wipe clean pretty easy. It's kind of like a canvas material.
Okay.
It is porous to a degree. Like if something is wiped off pretty quickly, it comes off pretty good. But yeah, I mean, it wipes off pretty good. We haven't had any issues with any stains or anything like that, that people can't get off. So it comes off pretty good.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm really impressed with this. The things that someone could do. I feel like this is something that like college students would do in like a science class. I don't know.
It reminds me. Okay. So remind me the area that you're from.
Utah.
Ashley. Okay. Utah. Yeah. Okay. So in St. Louis, we have this place. It's called the St. Louis Science Center. Mm-hmm. Okay. And in St. Louis, we have this big arch, right? Yeah. So gateway to the west or whatever.
Yeah.
And at the Science Center, you can go there and you can build your own arch. And this kind of reminds me of that. Mm-hmm. But except it's not magnets, so like it's like these little foam pieces, and you have to try and put the arch together mm-hmm. without having it fall down on you. Mm-hmm. And the way, you know, it just kind of reminds me of that a little bit. But it's like I feel like this is so good for building creativity within mm-hmm. the kids in your home and their friends and everything like that. Like I feel like the opportunities are kind of endless as far as like what you can build with this, you know?
Right. Yeah. It just depends on, you know, how many sets you have. We have our standard set, which are just the single cubes. And then we have mega sets, which are panels.
Ooh.
So, and some, the panel, the mega set has like a couple archways in it. And then it has some 4x4 panels and then 4x2 panels. And that's when you can build more like forts and stuff like that, because you have walls that you can use.
Oh, cool.
So I'm curious regarding the inflatable blocks. So obviously with the inflatables, you have to blow them up.
Mm-hmm.
So the set comes are they magnetic like little, too?
Yeah, they are magnetic. So the set comes with like a little hand pump, like you would pump up like a basketball with or something. And you pump them up. But yeah, they have the magnets, and you can actually hold, because they're filled with air and not foam, they're a little lighter. So you can attach a few more across while still maintaining that magnet.
Interesting. Okay. So when I was looking at the website, I was like, are these magnetic too? Because to me, like when you pull up the page and you click on it and you can see how thin they get when they're deflated, it doesn't mm-hmm. look like they should have magnets.
Yeah. The magnets are pretty thin. And that's what's great about them too, is they're like, when you push on them, like push on the block, it doesn't hurt. Like it's not super hard or okay. anything. They're pretty small, pretty thin, but they're strong.
Oh, I'm just so intrigued.
Yes. So I have a question about like this seems like a very cool product, right? Mm-hmm. So there are other products out there that are similar to yours. Without magnets.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they are constantly sold out. Mm-hmm. Have you guys run into that yet?
We
considering yours is like a newer company, you know?
We haven't yet. But that's, we ordered a lot. we have a lot of them, and they are at a kind of a higher price point as far as the child's toy goes, because of the quality of the magnets and the fabric. And I mean, just the seams that hold them together, like they are not cheap toys. So there's definitely a specific group of people that are more interested in kind of like a higher price point toy. Specifically grandparents actually are probably our like largest demographic of customers. They don't have the daily expense of kids anymore. Yeah. So they're able to just kind of drop a few $100 on something for their grandkids. It's just a much different situation.
I can definitely see that, because that makes me think of both my mom and my mother-in-law. Like mm-hmm. they are those grandmothers. I do have a question. So obviously with the higher price point and how STEM related this is, have you noticed schools purchasing it? Because I feel like in like preschool, kindergarten, this would actually be really great to have in the classroom.
Yeah. So we've had some public schools show interest, but it's primarily private schools like Montessori schools, stuff like that. They receive a lot of grants and everything for that sort of thing. So yeah, that's definitely, we have like a commercial market essentially for mm-hmm. magnet blocks, not just the direct to consumer. So it's a really great tool. And it, because of the quality, it lasts a long time. It's not cheap and it's not going to fall apart. So it's a good investment for them.
I like that. I like that it's actually in schools, because it should be. I guess with the purchases, you don't know the age range, but with reviews, have you noticed parents stating what age range their kids are and kind of what a typical age range would purchase these? And obviously, because it can be any age, but
what right.
have you guys seen mostly?
I'd probably say the most frequent age range is probably between about 3 and 9.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And boys and girls. It's just any kid that, I mean, there's babies and stuff that play with it too, and older kids do. But if I were to say kind of the bulk, I think like the real pocket of when kids enjoy it the most is probably between the ages of 3 and 9.
Okay.
That makes sense. Like there's so much, you know, what am I thinking of?
I mean,
like I think of my daughter who's 4 and the crazy stuff that she comes up with, like her imagination runs wild.
Right.
You know, and I feel like that age range is like prime time for that. Like, you are the princess in this castle and we're going to attack you. So you need to build this castle.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or like just, you know, stuff like that. Like, I feel like it's the perfect age for that product.
Yes. Like, yeah, this-
it's leaps and bounds from where the pillow forts were when I was a kid. So,
yes. Yeah. Cause my kids currently, they use the Nugget, and like, we only have, we are one of those families. I will not splurge for a second Nugget. Like, I'm not going to. They already have one. And they will use that, but it falls over a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And which obviously the Nugget's great, but I feel like this would be way more efficient for, currently my kids are into bad guys and cops. So you go to jail. That's what that's, it's not a fort or a castle. It's jail. Mm-hmm. So, can easily be made jail.
Yeah. In the block element of it, I mean, definitely appeals to like a older kid that maybe plays like Minecraft and stuff like that, you know, kind of the block building aspect of it, but a full size in real life version of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really feel like it brings like imagination and creativity.
Yeah.
I wonder if the dads played Minecraft. I wonder if that's what made them think about it.
Maybe.
They might have. You have to build all kinds of stuff with Minecraft. Mm-hmm. I've never played it, but I'm a teacher. So like there are kids are still into it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. I've never gotten it.
It hasn't lost its like its fire.
Pizzazz, that it has for a while.
Yeah. Like people kids still love it.
Yeah, but then again, like on Facebook, every once in a while, you see somebody that's still playing Farmville, and you're like, why?
Right.
Why are you doing this? I don't understand. So there's still some kids out there playing Minecraft.
The Facebook games will never die.
No. Oh, that's funny.
So you guys have individual blocks. Are those, those are probably obviously still magnetic.
Yeah.
They don't have the different sides of colors. How do they combine with the other ones then?
So we sell a blue block and a gray block for the individual blocks. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and that's just for if people want a couple extra or if something happened to one or something like that.
Okay.
We have that for them.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Cause you hate to lose a set or like not be able to make something because you don't have one.
Right.
I like that you sell the individuals because in my house, that would be the case.
Right.
In the standard set too, there's like some triangle ones so that you can kind of build at an angle on things too. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I have a kind of a deep question to ask, not necessarily about the product, but what is something that you hope that people who are listening, so others who are listening, what do you hope that others gain from listening to your story today?
To know that there's options for things out there for their kids to play with, to spark creativity and kind of that sense of independence for kids in a world where everything I feel like is being controlled by screens. This is something that parents can get and play with their kids too. Like I've played magnet blocks with my kids and we laugh and it's such a great time, and to not lose hope in all of the technology and everything that's out there. There are still great options for things to do as a family and for your kids to actually have that hands-on experience with creativity.
I like that. I would love to mess with my kids.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. My husband's not like an on the floor play toys kind of guy. He never has been. But he got on the floor and played Magnavox with my kids, which is saying a lot. he's more kind of like the watch from the sidelines while they play, you know.
Yeah. Dad approved.
Yeah, dad approved.
Oh, dad approved. So dad made and dad approved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very so cool.
I'm curious what, because I saw in the on your guys' website, because Freshly Picked and Magnet Blocks were only a couple blocks away, like where you guys were just like manufacturing. Is that what it was? And then that's how you guys found out about Magnet Blocks?
No, one of our owners found Magnet Blocks. And he was a customer.
Oh.
So he purchased them and his kids loved them. And then he kind of brought it to the team at Freshly Picked and was like, hey, my kids, I bought this product for my kids. They went absolutely crazy over it. I think it would be very cohesive with Freshly Picked and we should acquire them. And we did. So
that's awesome. Yeah, how that's cool. Long were they their own company before you guys acquired them? About 2 years?
Yeah, about 2 years.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Based off of sales, did you guys see more sales? Obviously, hopefully you guys mm-hmm. saw more sales after you guys acquired them, because with them being probably new business owners, I don't know if their background was in kind of entrepreneurship or not, but.
Yeah, their background was in entrepreneurship and toys, actually. Oh, cool. They've had experience in toy design. So yeah, I'd say it's stayed pretty consistent. They launched at the perfect time. It was COVID. Yeah. Everybody was at home. So everyone was looking for something that they could have at home for their kids. The world has kind of gone back to normal since then. So we definitely still see it coming in, but we acquired all of their inventory. We now ship out of our warehouse where everything for Freshly Picked ships. So we have it all in-house. And it's manufactured out of the country, but then we bring it to our warehouse in Linden, Utah.
What is something, do you guys have anything in the works for in the future as far as Magnet Blocks goes, like expanding or anything like that?
Yeah, so we do have some new product design elements that we're working on and potentially some license partners. With Freshly Picked, we work with a lot of license contracts. So we're hoping to expand that to our Magnet Blocks business as well.
Cool. Exciting. I'm excited to kind of see what you guys do, because the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
You guys could even make like larger sheets, because obviously you have like the 4x4 or whatever sheets. You can make larger ones and people could make like magnetic walls. And like magnetic roofs and make their own little playhouses, and you can have openings where there's doors. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah, my kids would totally be for that in a heartbeat.
Full foam playhouse.
Yeah. And, cause the way what comes to my mind is my kids love to play like coffee shop. If my husband and I are sitting in the family room, they'll like walk up to you and they'll be like, what would you like to order?
Yeah.
And they'll say, it's either beer, wine, or coffee. And they'll be like, do you want a beer? Do you want coffee? Or do you want wine? And I'm like, I'll take coffee. So then they like walk to their kitchen. And I feel like it'd be a good place to like, they can make that like their restaurant or their store. Or
yeah, the possibility.
You guys need to do that.
Yeah, definitely. I'll take that to the product team.
Oh, that would be so fun. Oh my gosh.
That would be even cool to do, like, I don't know. You know how like it's magnetic. So you could have like magnetic things to attach to the blocks, like to label signs. It, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, like little signs and stuff.
That yeah. Or like flags to put on your castle or, you know. Yeah. Just all the ideas.
We're so doing a round table right now. That's what we're doing. Round table.
Oh my gosh.
That would be good. Sorry, Tay.
No, go ahead.
So speaking of things being stuck on, you made me think, Tay. So have you guys noticed other things to be able to like magnetically stick on them? Because obviously their magnet. So if our kids had something they wanted to put on it or.
Yeah. I mean, it would probably stick. I honestly haven't tried it myself and I haven't seen any of our customers kind of say anything about sticking to it, but I imagine that it would.
Yeah, okay. That would make sense. Have you, okay. So the I'm switching magnetic things now, but the plastic things that we were talking about earlier, like they all have like so many different names.
Yeah.
But did you see that you can stick them to your actual wall? Like, cause where the corner pieces are for the drywall, it's metal there. And so like you can like turn the actual wall into those magnetic tile things. It's kind of cool. I've tried it. It's not that strong, but it's kind of neat.
No, that is, I haven't seen that, but yeah, I would imagine that you could. It was just, it has like paint and
yeah. I've kind of like, but with my kids, like eventually we're going to repaint. Like maybe once I know that they're not going to destroy our house anymore, maybe we'll, and then maybe I'll care a little bit more about the paint.
That's us with everything. Our fridge is scratched because my daughter decided to take a rough scrubbing sponge to the fridge. Like she literally scratched our stainless steel fridge because she drew on it and tried to clean it to not get in trouble. Well, she jacked up the front of the fridge and my husband was pissed.
But that's the nice thing about magnet blocks though, is you don't have to worry about it destroying any of the things in your house because it's so soft and you can step on them.
Yep. It'll bounce on them, off.
You'll be fine. Yeah, not like normal blocks.
Yeah.
Right.
I step on them and you hurt your foot. Yeah.
I like that. If you step on them, you would not hurt your foot.
Yeah. And if they toss them, it's not going to break. It's not going to hurt anything.
Mm-hmm. Or anyone.
Or anyone.
Oh, okay. On your website, it says to not be, since how strong they are, it says to not be by certain things.
Like medical devices,
right? Medical devices or any electronical devices.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any specific electronic devices that you would recommend to stay away from? Or obviously medical devices, but what about cardiac pacemakers? What if grandpa has a pacemaker and he's playing magnet blocks?
I don't know. That's a pretty loaded question. I don't know. I think we just encourage to stay away from electronics as a whole, just because magnets can have an adverse effect. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's pretty much just a way to protect everyone's things and to protect mm-hmm. magnet blocks.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. When Taylor read that to me, cause we were talking about it, I was like, oh God. And I'm a nurse practitioner. So I was like, what about like the cardiac device?
Damn, goes straight for medical.
Play magnet blocks.
Magnet blocks and grandpa.
We don't need that kind of prep.
No. I mean, you have it written down. I feel like that's gotta count for something. Exactly. Don't put it near medical devices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In a very broad sense.
Yes.
Well, and I do, it encourages you not to have your phone by it. So it encourages you to be in the moment and play with it. And it teaches your kids like critical thinking on how to like strategically make things. And
well, and it's a lot of like, you start to build something and it doesn't work and you have to take it down. And mm-hmm. that's something really good for kids to experience. It's like, they're trying to get a belt. Oh, you have to start over. That is just a very good coping skill, I think, for kids to have to experience that. So that's another great tool for magnet blocks as well.
Yeah, for sure. Oh man, Ashley, thank you so much for coming on our show today. I really appreciate it. I know that at the beginning of everything, we were like, oh gosh, we've gone through so many questions so quickly, but I feel like we've still gotten like, you know, I feel like we can probably end here. We've asked you so much about everything. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I feel like I need to get some magnet blocks now. You know what I mean? So, but anyway, thank you so much for coming on and talking with us tonight. Before we hang up, I always ask this at the end of all of our episodes. If you could reach anybody who's listening to this episode who might be struggling with coming up with fun and exciting activities for their kids, or somebody who might be on the fence about buying your product, what would you say to them?
Let's see. The investment's worth it. And the smile that you will see on your kids' face when they play countless hours and they always go back to it, and you get to watch the spark in their eye with that creativity, is enough to just fill your entire heart. And I hope everyone gets to experience that for themselves, because I, as a mom, got to experience that with my kids when they played with it. And it's an incredible thing that they still play with all the time. And it's such a great feeling to just sit back and watch them truly enjoy what they're doing.
Good answer.
I like that. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you guys for having me. This was great.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mother of All Podcasts. Our podcast is recorded and edited by Sam and Taylor using Spotify for Podcasters. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to our show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you really liked us, you can find us online for more information at www.motherofallpodcast.com or on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And we will see you next week. Thank you.